决定今年的目标。
And in addition to just new people, we also have been praying in the elder board for the new theme for this year.
所以呢，我们今年就决定以耶稣的呼召做我们今年的侍奉的中心。
And so for our ministries this year, our new theme will be the calling of Jesus.
好，很简单的一句话，今天我用的中文是用那个新译本的翻译，他就说：“来跟从我。”我要使你们做得人的渔夫。
This is a very short phrase. Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And this will be our theme for the year.
好，这个很精短的两句话，但是呢，就耶稣就清楚地跟我们讲，我们生命在生活上是在世界上最崇高的目标是什么？然后呢，他也讲到。要达成这个目标的途径是如何
？So in these two very succinct phrases, Jesus clearly stated what is the highest goal for our life, and he also told us what is the only path to reach this goal.
很有意思，因为耶稣一开始传道的时候就跟门徒做个应许，说如果你们来跟随我，我要给你们做一个得人的渔夫。这个然后呢，他在离开世界的时候。他也同样跟 他们讲，你要到地极做我的见证。
So it's very interesting that at the beginning of his ministry, when Jesus called the disciples, he gave them this promise that if they would follow him, he would make them fishers of men. But also at the end, when Jesus was about to go back to heaven, he gave them the great commission that they would go out and make disciples of all nations.
所以第一件事情，当你听到做一个得人的渔夫，你第一个问题怎么叫做得人？得到人是什么意思
？So the first question you might have is, what does it mean to be a fisher of men?
Okay, 这里我就讲到，得人就是人从地上带到天上，让他们心灵有更深，得着神的赦免，然后慢慢的成为神喜爱的圣徒。
And so the process is to bring a person into the kingdom of heaven, and in this process, they will receive forgiveness from God and eventually become sanctified, and their spirits will be renewed.
好，问题是你要问，为什么我方才说得人如得的渔夫是我们生命最崇高、最有意义的目标呢？
So another question might be, why did I say that this is the highest, the most important goal for our life?
好，你知道，人的一生，你认为最重要、最重要的一件事情是什么？
So in a person's lifetime, what do you think is the most important thing?
有一些人会说是财富。
Some people may say it's wealth.
有一些人说我的名誉。
Some people say maybe their reputation.
可能有一些人会说是我的学问。
And maybe for some people it's their degrees.
你知道，我们的财富，当我们离开世界的时候带不走。
But our wealth, we can't take it with us when we leave this world.
我们的名声，跟你讲啊，过了一两代，人家你叫什么名字都忘了。
And your reputation, well, after one or two generations, people might not even remember your name.
学问呢，更变得更快。你知道我的手机已经是很旧很旧了，几个世代以前的手机了。
And your knowledge, your degrees and diplomas, well, it's like my cell phone. It's already very old. Just in a couple of years, it's not in style anymore.
只有一件事情，就是你我的灵魂。
There's only one thing. It's the soul.
灵魂是永恒的。
This will be eternal.
所以如果你我可以把 人的灵魂带到天上，让他可以永远享受天上的荣美，是最宝贵、最宝贵的一件事情。
So if we're able to bring a soul into heaven so that this soul can enjoy the presence of God for eternity, this is the most important thing.
第二，当耶稣在世界上的时候呢？他也给我们留下这样的榜样。
And secondly, when Jesus was here on earth, he gave us this example himself.
他没有担心有没有我们替他建一个很伟大、很漂亮的教堂。
He didn't care about whether or not we build a great big church building for him.
他也没有担心会不会有很多人来跟从他。
And he didn't count the people who were following him.
他心里面最牵挂的是每一个人里面的灵魂。
What he cared about most was the soul, the spirit within the person.
记不记得耶稣已经被钉在十字架上？
Do you remember when he was already hanging on the cross?
他受到很大的痛苦。
And he was suffering greatly.
他咽最后 几口气的时候，
And with his last few breaths,
他还对那个要悔改的强盗说，你今天要跟我一起在乐园里面。
And he told the thief that was hanging next to him that today you will be with me in paradise.
照样，有一位牧师，他病危了的时候，他还在跪在床边，为着还没有得救的灵魂来祷告。
There's also an example of a pastor when he was near the end of his life, when his illness was about to take him away, he still knelt by his bed and he prayed for the unbelievers.
他的儿子看到这个图画，病重的爸爸还是在床边为着还没有得救的人祷告。
And so this pastor's son saw this example, saw his father kneeling by his bed praying for the unbelievers near his death.
他心里面受到很大的感动。
And the son was greatly moved.
他就知道他跟从他爸爸的脚踪是正确的。
And so he knew that he should follow in his father's steps, and this was the right thing for him to do.
这个人就是以后写《标杆人生》那个华牧师。
And this son later would write The Purpose-Driven Life.
也是后来他在马鞍山建立教会的时候，他决定只要向不信的人传福音。
And so when he established his church, he set the goal of reaching the unbelievers. That was the goal of his church.
第三，像耶稣就做了一个比例，他就说，地上有99只羊，100只羊迷失了一只。
And thirdly, there's also a parable that Jesus made of the sheep, the lost sheep.
当你读耶稣描写找到最后一只羊的时候呢，他就怎么说呢？
And when we read to the end of this parable, when Jesus describes the joy when this lost sheep is found, how did he put it?
在地上我们都当然喜乐，找到最后一只羊哈，很开心很开心。但是耶稣就说，一个人的悔改在天上也是为他如此的喜乐。
And so, of course, we're happy when we find a lost sheep here on earth. But Jesus said that, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过这句话的含义？
Brothers and sisters, have you thought about the meaning of this phrase?
你知道，我们把人有人得救，地上的喜乐可以带动天上的喜乐。
And so this joy that we have on earth can even affect the joy in heaven.
你知道，圣经里面没有其他的话讲到这样，可以地上引动到天上的喜乐。
There's no other place in the scriptures where we're told that rejoicing on earth can lead to rejoicing in heaven.
好，弟兄姐妹，我们过去刚刚过了圣诞节，有很多家人一起来跟我们过圣诞，是很喜乐的时光。
So we just had Christmas season, and I believe many of us have celebrated with our family and friends, and it was a very joyous time.
但是，一下他们来也匆匆而来，匆匆也去，坐飞机也跑掉了。
So as quickly as they came, they left us, and you know they took their flights and went home, and so now they're gone.
我们这种的快乐不是永恒的。
So this joy was not to last forever.
只有一样，就是当喜乐带到天上的时候，我们可以永恒的在天上来喜乐。
So it is only the rejoicing that is in heaven that can be forever.
我希望弟兄姐妹好好的把这个思想放在我们心里面，我们要得到天上永恒的喜乐。
So I hope that we will all put this thought into our hearts that we want to have the rejoicing that is in heaven.
好， 那么要达到成为得人的渔夫的途径呢，耶稣就讲得很简单，他说你要去跟来跟从我。
So how do we become fishers of men? Well, Jesus put it very simply, follow me.
好，什么是跟从耶稣呢？
So what does it mean to follow Jesus?
很多人可能最近听过一个录影带，是天歌2012。
So some of you may have already seen this video for the Heavenly Song 2012.
有谁听过？
你
听过我就讲短一点，没有听过我讲长一点。
So I would choose how long to describe this depending on how many people have seen it.
这个是神州全传播协会，在澳大利亚州的一个城市雪梨，举办的。
So this is a large-scale evangelistic meeting that was held in Sydney, Australia.
那么就有很多中国的教会一起来合作。
And many, many Chinese churches work together on this meeting.
当地的交响乐团呢，也替他们做伴奏。
And even the Sydney Symphonic Orchestra played music for them.
在布道的时候，袁志明牧师就讲到他自己信主。
And so during the meeting, Pastor 袁志明 was sharing about his own experiences in coming to know the Lord.
他说他当他信耶稣的时候，他以前的朋友就听说，就跟他说，我听说你入教了。
So once he became a Christian, some of his former friends heard of this and came and said to him, oh, I heard that you joined the church.
袁志敏就跟他们讲，我不是入教。
And so he corrected them and said, no, I didn't join a church.
入教是参加一个团体。
Join a church means join an organization.
或许是参加他们的活动
or be part of their activities,
有他们的信仰
maybe believe what they believe.
他说我不是入教。
He said, no, I did not join a church.
我今天变成耶稣的跟随者。
Today, I'm a follower of Jesus.
我跟随耶稣做的事情。
I will do what he does.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们可以问我们一下，
So we should ask ourselves.
参加加入教会是好的。
Well, joining a church is good.
参加诗班是很好。
Joining the choir is good.
替我们中午做饭更好。
Cooking for the lunch is even better.
这是都是好事。
These are all good things.
但是不是我们信耶稣最后的目的。
But that's not the goal for believing in Jesus.
也不是耶稣给我们最崇高的目的。
And this is not the highest goal he's called us to.
耶稣要我们跟随他，学他的所做的，跟随他，行他所行的。
Jesus wants us to follow him, to do what he does, to go where he went.
我们要效法他的作为。
We need to follow his example.
另外呢，当我这样想讲的时候，可能有些人就想，传福音的事情啊，为什么不叫天使来做
？So at this point, maybe some of you are wondering, well, spreading the gospel, maybe the angels can do that.
天使做事，神可以放心。
And God can trust the angels to accomplish their missions.
我们做事一般都把事情弄得更糟。
Not so with us, we may screw it up.
你不相信，你去传福音你就知道。
If you don't believe me, go try spreading the gospel and you'll find out.
所以为什么神却偏偏要我们这个不完全的人要他去传福音？
So why is it that God calls us who are imperfect to go share the gospel?
好，这里圣经呢就做了给了一个很有意思的例子，就说为什么神没有叫天使来替他做事。
And we can find a good example of this in the Bible.
这是讲到哥尼流的信主的故事。
And this is a story of Cornelius, how he came to know the Lord.
有谁听过这个人的名字？
Does anybody recognize that name, Cornelius?
The people that speak English, how many of you heard Cornelius?
So how many people recognize Cornelius?
Just one?
Just okay. One person?
Two. All right. I guess you are hard of hearing. Okay. 哥尼流不是一个犹太人。
Cornelius was not a Jewish person.
但是呢,他很虔诚,他要祷告,他渴望得到认识上帝。
But he was still a devout believer. He prayed and he really wanted to know the Lord.
所以有一次他祷告的时候,神就差一个天使对他说,你要去什么地方找那个彼得,他会告诉你福音。
So one day God sent an angel to him, but the angel told him, you need to go find a man named Peter, and Peter, he will tell you the good news.
你读那段圣经的时候,有没有想到,为什么天使这么奥秘,不跟他讲福音,却要他辛辛苦苦去找那个彼得,然后把彼得带去转福音?
So when you read this, didn't you wonder how come the angel didn't just tell him the gospel directly? Why did he have to send him around the way to find Peter and bring Peter back?
原因是怎么呢?
What's the reason?
因为天使,一般来讲,神的天使没有犯过罪。
And the reason is angels, they usually have not sinned.
他没有享受过赦罪。
And so therefore, they haven't ever experienced forgiveness.
也不懂得犯罪的痛苦。
And they don't know the agony of sin.
只有你跟我已经信耶稣的时候，我们了解到在罪中的痛苦，也了解到得到赦免罪恶的喜乐。
Only you and I who have already received Christ to know the agony of sin, but also know the joy of forgiveness.
所以呢,上帝就要我们经验过蒙神赦免罪孽的喜乐的人来替他做见证。
And so that's why Jesus and God, they want us, those who have experienced the joy of forgiveness, to go and share the good news.
好,传福音是我们每一个人的责任。
So sharing the good news, it's our responsibility, each one of us.
早期的基督徒很清楚明白这个责任。
And in the early church, this was a truth that everybody understood.
好,今天等一下我们会接纳很多新的执事,所以我现在跟他讲一下以早期的用他们来找最早的执事来做一个例子。
So in a little while, we will be installing our new deacons for the year. And so at this time, I want to take a little time to share about how deacons came to be in the church.
在《使徒行传》第六章就讲到教会发展得很快。
And so in Acts chapter 6, we read that the church was growing very quickly.
四路的英雄都来参加教会。
And all kinds of people joined the church.
有一些犹太人,也有一些不是犹太人。
They were Jewish people, but they were also Gentiles.
哇,一下加得这么快呢,就因为文化不同,背景不同,总要有一些摩擦。
And so because of all these different cultures and backgrounds being together, there were some conflicts arose.
特别是有一些人当时有物质上的需要。
And especially some of them who were poor, who needed help to meet their daily needs.
你知道当时的罗马政府没有设立那个社会福利金。
And you know, at that time, the Roman government didn't have social security.
也没有失业的时候的补助。
And there's no unemployment.
所以他们的依靠是什么？就是靠着教会。
So who did have these people have to rely on? Well, it was the church.
所以。 我们现代的教会对这方面比较没有这么注重，因为很多事情政府已经替我们处理。And
today in our church, maybe these are things that maybe we're not doing very much with because we trust the government to take care of these things.
但是当时的社会，这个是很重要很重要的一件事情。But
in the early church, there was an important work of the church.
所以当时呢，有一些不是犹太人的寡妇在生活上呢有需要。
And so at that time, there were some widows in the church who were non-Jews, and they felt they weren't being treated fairly.
就发生一些摩擦，就有一些人发怨言了。
And so there were some conflicts and there were some complaints.
弟兄姐妹啊，我来教会很多年了，不要讲多少年了
啊。Brothers and sisters, I've been here for many years. I won't tell you how many.
我见我们教会也有很多争吵的时候。
And there have been complaints and conflicts in our church.
不要以为很突然的一件事情。
And don't think it's a very new thing or uncommon thing.
当你读到早期使徒行传的教会，那个时候的教会也有很多争吵。
Because we see that in the early church, they also had their share of conflicts.
有人的地方就有争吵。
So if there's people, there's conflict.
你不相信，你回家就知道。
If you don't believe me, go home and you'll experience it.
但是呢，重要是我们如何面对我们的争吵。
And so the important thing is, how do we face these conflicts?
如何处理这件事情？
How do we take care of this problem?
当时的负责人那些使徒就说，我们时间发过来，你们自己找一些人来处理这些事情。
And so the apostles at that time, they said, well, we're too busy. You have to find your own people to solve this issue.
所以他们就给一个条件，这些人有好名声，被圣灵充满，也是在外面，就是有圣灵充足智慧的人。
So they set up a few qualifications. They said that these people, they must have good reputation, they must be filled with the Spirit, and they must have wisdom.
感谢主，这七个人被选出来的，处理事情处理得很好。
And so praise the Lord, through this qualifications, seven people were chosen, and they handled the situation very well.
为什么我这样说呢？
Why do I say this?
因为当这个事情发生以后，圣经就不再写教会有同样的事情再发生。
Because after this, we never read again in the Bible where this kind of conflict arose again.
反而就讲到教会的门徒一增加甚多，连有许多的祭司也相信主。
Instead, we read that the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great number of the priests were obedient to the faith.
所以这些人呢，这几个七个执事呢，对教会传福音很有帮助。
So these seven deacons, they did a great work in helping
the spreading of the gospel. 解决教会内部的问题，让教会可以发展。
They handle the internal conflicts of the church so that the church can grow outward.
那么我讲到我自己，我在教会很多年。
So coming back to myself, I've been here for many years.
我们的教会每一年都有一批弟兄姐妹默默无声地把教会的事工弄得完全无缺。
And within our church, year after year, we've had groups of brothers and sisters working in silently in the background to take care of all the needs of our church.
我来了教会这么多年，每一个星期午饭都有着落。
Every Sunday, I've been in this church. I've always had lunch.
你们可能不知道，做厨房的弟兄姐妹知道，我每一个星期来到教会以后，一定去厨房看看有没有饭吃。
And so you guys may not know, but those who work in the kitchen knows that every Sunday when I come to church, I always check in the kitchen to see if there's going to be food.
另外，我们教会冬天有人来铲雪。
And so you also know that in the winter there are people who come to shovel the snow.
炎热的夏天有人修理空调。
And then in the summers we have people coming to fix our air conditioning system.
财务也弄得整整有条。
And our finances are in good order.
让我们每一个星期都可以安安静静的来崇拜上帝。
And so that we can come every Sunday and worship in peace without any worries.
所以我每一次想到这些默默无声来侍奉我的弟兄姐妹，我常常为他们来感谢上帝。
And so every time I remember these brothers and sisters who are serving silently in the background, I give thanks to the Lord.
我感谢上帝把他这么多忠心的管家放在我们教会当中。
I thank the Lord for putting so many faithful stewards here in our church.
所以等一下，我们接纳这些新的执事的时候，我希望大家也同样以感谢的心来接纳他们。
And so when we install our new deacons later in the service, I hope that we will all have a thankful heart.
当我读他们被选出来处理教会内部的事情的时候，我就很想知道他们如何处理教会的内部的事情。
So when I read about these deacons who took care of the internal conflicts in the church, I really wanted to know exactly how they took care of the problem.
因为有些时候我们教会也碰到内部有很多的问题。
Because sometimes we have that issue here in our own church.
但是你会发现一件事情。
But do you find out that
一句都没有写。
Not one word.
一句都没有写他们如何处理教会内部的。
Nothing was recorded about how they actually solved the problem.
你知道这些是很重要很重要的事情。
And you know that this is an important issue.
但是在神的眼光不是最重要的事情。
But in God's eyes, it's not the highest goal.
七个执事里面有一个叫做腓力。
And so in these seven deacons that were chosen, one was named Philip.
有一天上帝就要他去某某的地方。
One day, God told Philip he needed to go to a special place.
他就见到一个人要回到耶路撒冷敬拜上帝，然后要回到他本来的国家，在路上读圣经。
That he would see a man after worshiping in Jerusalem going back home.
大家都记得这个故事啊，就是Ethiopia 的那个太监。
And so you probably remember this story of the Ethiopian eunuch.
所以这个人就碰到一个人在读圣经，就腓力就上去跟他讲福音的道理。
So when Philip met this eunuch, he went up and shared the good news with him.
因此，那个国家 Ethiopia 啊，是全世界第一个基督教的国家。
And so as a result, Ethiopia became the first Christian nation.
所以不要轻看你去为一个人向一个人传福音。
So we shouldn't look down upon just sharing the gospel with one person.
上帝要你去传福音，你看到可能看不到面前的改变，以后神的国大大的兴旺。
And so when we are sent by God to share the gospel, we may not even see the whole picture of what He is about to do through us.
也是可能你们也知道我们有六个人去了德国的东边做一很短期的宣教。
And some of you might remember that we have some brothers and sisters who went into Germany to do a short-term mission trip.
那个当地的洪牧师就跟我们讲了一个故事。
And the pastor Hong serving there told us a story.
他很有意思，因为呢，他见到一个黑头发的人呢，就好像这里赶着要跟他讲话，然后问他有没有信主，有没有去教会。
And so he told us that whenever he sees somebody with black hair, he would go up and ask them if they know the Lord and whether or not they wanted to come and visit his church.
所以有一次他就见到一个男的黑头发的，他就跟他讲了。
So one day he saw this man with black hair, he went up and he started talking to him.
他是当然用普通话跟他讲了，因为一般去德国的都会听普通话。
So he was speaking to this man in Mandarin because most of the Chinese in there can speak Mandarin.
那个他讲了几句以后，发现这个一点反应都没有，就一直走。
So after a few sentences, he found that this man had no reaction to him, none whatsoever.
所以他要追上去，哎呀，要一直要跟他讲。
So he followed this man and continued to talk to him.
那个人后来忍无可忍啊，这个人一直跟着我，我怎么办？要把他打发走。
So after a while, this man couldn't resist anymore, had to say something to him.
所以结果那个人就英文跟他讲。
And in the end, this man said to him in English.
他说我是韩国人，我不会讲中文的。
He said, I'm Korean, I don't speak Chinese.
我跟洪牧师同工不是很多的时间。
So even though I haven't co-worked with Pastor Hong very much,
但是我看到每一次他跟一个陌生人讲福音的时候，我都受到非常的感动。
But every time I see him speaking to a stranger about the gospel, I'm greatly moved.
有一次我们就在车站等车。
One day we were waiting for at the bus stop.
就一个女的，年轻的女的在吃东西，就都在等车嘛，等车在吃东西。
And there was a young lady there.
她就过去。
And so Pastor Hong came up.
邀请她去。
And invited her to join the church.
跟她讲福音。
To share the gospel with her.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有这样的心思？
Brothers and sisters, do we have this attitude?
我从德国回来以后就做了这样的，常常有在神面前做这样的祷告。
So after I came back from Germany, I had this prayer.
我求神以前感动腓力的圣灵如何感动腓力。
I prayed for the Spirit who moved Philip.
现在在德国如何感动洪牧师要传福音。
And I prayed for the Spirit who is now moving this Pastor Hong to share the gospel.
我也求神同样的感动我，愿意为他来传福音。
And I prayed for the Spirit to be on me that I can go and share the gospel.
不要担心我自己的面子。
Not to worry about my own face.
不要担心人家说，嘿，你这么啰啰嗦嗦干嘛？
Not to worry that other people will be annoyed by my talking.
是神改变人心。
It is God who changes the heart.
是我把福音传开。
It is I who speak.
我们愿不愿意这样做？
Are we willing to do this?
我不光是为我自己来祷这样的做这样的祷告。
Not only did I pray for myself in this way.
我同样求神感动在座每一个信徒。
I also prayed for each one of us believers sitting here.
有同样的心思。
That we can have the same attitude.
见到一个还没有信主的人，
that whenever we see someone
who doesn't know, 走到他面前，让他传福音，邀请他进来教会。
That we can go up to this person and share the good news and invite them to church.
最后，
so lastly,
我们有心智不够，我们要学习如何传福音。
So just having the heart and the desire is not enough. We also have to have the skill.
我从小在香港长大。
So I grew up in Hong Kong.
香港有很多海湾，有码头。
So there are many docks in Hong Kong.
所以呢，我小的时候也跟一些同学去码头钓鱼。
And so when I was little, I went with some of my classmates to go fishing on the docks.
有些时候呢，也摇着小船在这个海湾里面钓鱼。
And sometimes we even row a little fishing boat out to the harbor and fish in the
harbor. 不晓得大家如果在香港呢，有没有做过这样的事情
？I don't know those of you who've been to Hong Kong, have you ever done this?
当然，我们那个用的工具是非常简陋，一条杆子，一条那个鱼饲就一个钩，就是几条小虫，就是这么多。
So we have very simple equipment, just the pole with a fishing line and a hook, maybe some worms.
但是呢。好像圣经里面彼得说，打了一半天，一条都打不到啊。
And so, like Peter, who's been fishing all night, didn't catch anything. We didn't catch anything.
后来功课比较忙一点，我就没有再去钓鱼。
So later, when my schoolwork became too heavy, I stopped fishing.
其实呢，我现在回想呢，可能那些地方根本就没有鱼。
So now that I think back.I think maybe there was no fish in those waters at all.
其实我是浪费我的时间。
I was just wasting my time there.
所以第一件事情，我们要注意，要钓鱼要打鱼，一定要有鱼的地方，是不是啊？
So first of all, we have to make sure that when we're fishing, there's
actually fish. 不要以为这个很简单的事情啊。
Don't think it's such an easy thing to do.
我们都会了解。
That we can just understand it.
不是，你自己想一下，你传福音你就知道有没有到有鱼的地方去打鱼。
So when you think about your experiences in sharing the gospel, do you recognize where the fish are?
记不记得有一次，耶稣问彼得有没有打到鱼，他是一个晚上都没有打到。
You remember in the Bible where Jesus asked Peter, "Did you catch anything?" And he said,
"No." 他就说把那个网从左边搬到右边，是不是啊？
And Jesus told him, "Well, cast your net on the right side of the boat."
一打就打到153条鱼。
And so in that net, he caught 153 fish.
我们 愿意传福音，第一，我们有心智去到人的地方，也要跟着耶稣圣灵的指引去传福音。
So if we want to spread the gospel, we have to follow Jesus and to go where the fish are.
我后来因为来到美国了。
And later when I came to the States.
然后呢，我就蛮喜欢看那个美国球打球，篮球啊，足球这样。
So I enjoy the sports in America, like football and basketball.
然后呢，我发现美国的钓鱼呢，也是在运动版、体育版，是不是啊？
And so I found that in the sports section of the newspaper, there's even fishing.
我才发现钓鱼是这么大的一门学问。
And I found out there's actually the study of fishing.
他就说，不同的鱼用不同的鱼饵，用不同的竿。
And that for different types of fish, there are different types of bait, and there are different types of fishing poles.
然后呢，有不同的时间。
And there are different times.
有一些是太阳还没有出来就要出去，有一些要等到太阳下山才出去。
Sometimes you have to go before the sun comes out. Sometimes you have to go fishing after the sun goes down.
现在呢，更厉害，有那个 fish finder 找鱼的那个机器啊。
Now you can even use this fish finder to help you find where the fish are.
是这样的，然后意思是说，我们要钓什么鱼，要懂得有很多的如何去钓。
And so for us, depending on the kind of fish we're trying to catch, we have to be properly equipped.
不同的，有一些有学问的人，你去跟他们讲，要有一个方向。有一些没有学问的人，你跟他们讲福音，用另外一个方向。
So if you're approaching someone who is very intellectual, then you have to prepare some arguments.
所以我们要学习的事情。
So these are all things we have to learn.
对学生传福音一套，对年老的人传福音另外一方面。
So to spread the good news to students, we have to have one particular way, and for the elderly, there's another way.
所以当你传福音，有些时候很灰心回来的时候。
So after going out and sharing the gospel, if you come home disappointed,
我们要想，是不是鱼不听呢？鱼不吃我的东西呢？还是我们打鱼的艺术不对？
So we have to think about it. Maybe we're not using the right bait. Maybe we're not using the right equipment.
好，但愿我们这一年我们彼此来学习。
And so I hope that in this new year we can learn from each other.
好，最后一样，要学像鱼一样的想法。
And so last point is we have to learn to think like a fish.
你要想，哎呀，这个鱼是怎么样想的？怎么样？为什么要吃这个虫？还要吃那个东西？要明白鱼在想什么东西。
So we need to think about when the fish wants to eat, what kind of food the fish wants to eat.
有一些是一清早要吃东西。
Some fish are hungry in the morning.
有一些是晚上才吃。
Some fish eat at night.
我们要懂得他们在想什么东西。
And we need to understand what they're thinking.
感谢主，我们最近在科堡有一个分堂。
And so praise the Lord, we have this Clarksburg Church.
我就有机会跟比我年轻的一辈，是从我不同的文化背景里面长大的中国同胞，跟他们分享福音。
That I was able at Clarksburg to share the good news with people of a younger generation than me, that they grew up in a different background than me.
我就发现我的想法跟他们想法有很大很大的不一样。
And I found that the way that I think is very different from how they think.
有些时候我对自己想，我太老了，为什么还要生药，还要学这些东西。
And so sometimes I tell myself, oh, I'm too old. Why does God still want me to learn these new things?
但是我已经答应过上帝，我要一生为他来使用。
But I already told the Lord that I will serve him my whole life.
我要学习，跟他们学习他们的想法。
So I must learn from these young people how they think.
我要明白他们的需要。
I need to understand what they need.
不是我的看法。
It's not how I think.
不是 我的学问。
It's not my degrees or diplomas.
我要把他们的需要来满足他们，用上帝的话语满足他们。
I need to find what they need and use God's word to meet those needs.
弟兄姐妹，有一天，如果上帝要你去一个地方为他传福音。
Brothers and sisters, if one day God wants you to go somewhere to share the good news,
要明白那个地方的人如何。
You must understand how the local people think.
他们怎样想，怎么的需要，是他们的需要，不是我的能力。
And we must know what they need. It is not our abilities, but what they have need of.
我们要有不断的在神面前学习。
So we must continually learn.
所以最后我就跟希望大家一起来想几个问题。
So I want us to spend some time to do a self-evaluation.
其实你知道我们在外面做事每年都 要写这些自我检讨。
You know that in your, on your job, you have to write these self-evaluations every year.
跟国内做的检讨 不很不一样的啊。
This is very different than the ones you do in China.
但是无论如何我们还要做检讨。
But we're still going to do it now.
每一次做检讨的时候我都很痛苦。
Every time when I have to do this, I suffer a lot.
我今天写这些问题呢，不光是 问你们，而是问我自己。
And these questions that I'm going to ask today, not just for you, but also for myself.
如果你看到这些问题，你觉得很难过的时候，求神给我们新的机会。
So if these questions touch you and move your heart, pray that God will give us opportunities.
钓鱼，耶稣用钓鱼，用船，钓鱼来代表传福音啊，所以，但是我用钓鱼这个字。
So since Jesus compared sharing the good news to fishing, then I will continue to use this comparison. I will use this word fishing.
我们做了基督徒很多年，我们有没有去钓过鱼？
So for those of us who have been Christians for years, have we ever gone fishing?
意思是说，你有没有向人传过福音？
What it means is, have you gone to share the gospel with anyone?
我 不敢叫你们举手啊。
I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands.
第二，我过去一年有没有想过，就是有一个思想要去传福音，有没有去想过去钓鱼？
And secondly, in the past year, did I ever want to go fishing? Did I have the desire to go fishing?
好，第二个问题，第三个问题。我过去一年去钓过多少次鱼？
And the third question is, in the past year, how many times did I go fishing?
意思是说，你传过几次福音？
So how many times did you share the gospel?
最后。
Last question.
你钓到几条鱼？
Did I catch anything?
不要像我以前在香港空空而去，空空而回来。
So don't be like me when I was fishing in Hong Kong, return home empty-handed every time.
我们要学习，我们要求神给我们有机会。
We must study diligently, and we must also pray for opportunities.
你说我们现在有什么机会呢？
So you might say, well, what kind of opportunities?
我简单给大家两个地方。
So I'll just give you two quick pointers.
年轻的弟兄姐妹，你知道我们有学生的工作在马里兰大学。
And so for those of you who are young, you know that we have a student ministry at University of Maryland.
他们有很多学生还没有听过福音。
There are many, many students who have not heard the gospel.
我们可以通过在马里兰大学念书的弟兄姐妹，与他们一起去校园传福音。
And we can go along with these brothers and sisters who are at Maryland and share the gospel there on campus.
我讲回我们那个时候在去德国啊。
So I will go back to when we went to Germany.
我们就去那个宿舍里面。
We went into the dorms.
每一个名字看。
And we looked at all the names.
有一些好像是中国人的名字。
Some of them look Chinese.
我们就把它写下来。
So we wrote them down.
把单张给他们。
And I
就是放在邮箱里面。
And we put the tracks in their mailboxes.
有一些如果那个宿舍里面有一个中国人在的话，就是我们认识的话，我们就可以进去，就每一层楼。去找这些名字好像中国人的名字。
And so if we happen to know someone who was living in that dorm, we could even go inside and we went up and down the floors looking for Chinese people.
那个晚上其实很多人都不在，找不到他们。
And that night when we went, there was actually a lot of people who were out, they weren't there.
但是神要我们是忠心。
But God just wants us to be faithful.
我没有愿意做这样的事情。
That we're willing to do these kind of things.
另外一个地方，如果你已经有家庭的。
Another place is for those of you who already have families.
有小孩的。
If you have little kids.
我们可以去科堡。
We can go to Clarksburg.
我夏天，有的时候夏天开车去科堡。
And so sometimes when I drive to Clarksburg during the summers.
满街都是有人吃完饭散步。
And I see a lot of families out for a stroll after dinner.
你知道老美啊没有这样的习惯的。
And you know that these are not Americans.
你知道习惯这是什么呀？
You know who has this kind of behavior?
是我们中国人啊。
It's got to be the Chinese.
散步有个习惯。
Yeah, the Chinese people have a habit of going out for a stroll after dinner.
所以你走到几条街都是黑头发的。
So you all see these black-haired people walking around after dinner.
都是在街上走路的。
They're just out for a stroll.
问题，你们愿不愿付出这个代价？
So the question is, are we willing to sacrifice?
今天重复我今天要讲的简单一句。
So I'm just going to repeat my point today.
耶稣对你对我的要求。
What Jesus wants from you, from me.
就是说做一个得人的渔夫。
He wants us to be fishers of men.
但愿今天圣灵低声向你说话。
And I hope that today the Spirit has spoken to you.
耶稣要你做一个得人的渔夫。
That Jesus wants you to be a fisher of men.
你有没有听到这个声音？
Have you heard this voice?
你有没有愿意做一个正确的回应？
Are you willing to make a response?
我深深的感觉到，如果每一个在座的愿意彼此同心，
and
一同跟从耶稣。
And I feel very deeply that if all of us sitting here today are willing to work together to follow Jesus.
一同立定主意，要让耶稣通过我们的心。圣灵使我们成为得人的渔夫。
That we set our hearts and minds on becoming fishers of men.
那今年是一个绝不平凡的一年。
That this year will be an uncommon year.
我们是今年可以看到神伟大工作的一年。
And that we will see great works of God this year.
是一个非常蒙福的一年。
And that this will be a greatly blessed year.
以后我们回想的时候，会带来非常甜蜜回忆的一年。
And in the future, when we think back to this year, we will have many sweet memories.
神说，耶稣说，我要你做一个得人的渔夫。
Jesus said, I want you to be a fisher of men.
你愿意吗？
Do you want to?
好，我们低头有一个时间，安静。
Let's pray.
我想希望大家思考一下方才我问你们的几个问题。
So I want everyone to take a moment to think about the questions I just asked you.
你没有有没有为上帝去传过福音？
Have you gone to share the good news with anyone?
你有没有想过去传福音？
Have you thought about sharing the good news with anyone?
你有没有真的用行动去传福音？
And have you taken action?
带领了多少人回到天家？
And how many have you brought to the Lord?
你有没有听到上帝要问你的，要你做一个得人的渔夫？
Have you heard God's calling for you to be a fisher of men?
亲爱的天父，我们来到你面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you.
我们觉得很惭愧。
We are repentant.
我们信了你多少年？
That although we've believed in you many years,
却很少想到要把你这么恩赐福的恩典，这么多的福分要跟人家来分享。
That we haven't thought very much about sharing the blessings and the good news with others.
请你饶恕我们的过去。
Forgive us.
我们今年立下心志。
In this year, we make a resolution.
要做耶稣的跟从者。
That we will be followers of Jesus.
要成为一个得人的渔夫。
That we will be fishers of men.
我们知道我们靠我们的能力不能成就什么事情。
We know that according to our own powers, we cannot do this.
求你圣灵大大的降临在我们心里面。
So we pray that your spirit would fill us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
给我们有勇气。
Give us courage.
给我们有胆量。
Give us tenacity.
给我们有当讲的话语。
And give us the appropriate words.
给我们有属灵的智慧。
And give us wisdom from the spirit.
懂得如何把人带回天家。
So that we may know how to bring people to you.
让我们这一年是非常蒙福的一年。
Help us to be blessed in this year.
让我们这一年是我们教会得到复兴的一年。
Let our church be renewed and revived this year.
感谢你，因为当我们来到你面前祷告的时候，你会听我们的祷告。
We thank you because when we come and pray, you hear us.
我们真的大大的要赞美感谢你。
And now we want to praise you and thank you.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.